Very tense watching the telly last night.
Yeah, you wouldn't have me commentating.
Why?
Well, I'm always like, ah, it's all over. Yeah. And then 500 grand later, okay, I went early.
Still
well,
going.
We honestly thought there would be a bit of doom and gloom because of the way auctions have fallen. And even Scotty and Shelley talking to us during the week were going, well, we don't think this is going to go very well.
Everyone was literally gearing us up for just don't get too excited. Yeah. We think it's going to go a bit flat. Well, it didn't.
Everybody won, but none bigger than Hayden and Sarah.
3 minutes at 10,000. I'll take a 5 to see you, and I'll take
10 and 15.
20.
3 minutes at 20.
Now she could have it.
3 minutes at 20. 20 on bid. 3 minutes at 20. 20 now 3 minutes at 20. You sure?
We're out.
First. Second.
That's just.
Third. Final time. Done. Finished. All silent. Selling here today. 3 minutes at 20,000. Quickly. Quickly.
Oh, they are $545,000.
Plus the $100,000 for the win. Yes.
Exactly. So up to $645,000. Congratulations, Hayden and Sarah.
Yay!
Sarah, I'm getting straight to it. Immediately when I saw $545,000, I went, wait a minute, because I would travel the world. She'll be on staff discount. It only costs you a grand to get an airline ticket. Now you'll have 544,000 change after an around the world ticket.
I know, and it's going to be really exciting for us in our travel adventures if we could travel. But we're having a baby, so we're screwed.
Yeah, I know. I did think of that too.
Congratulations on that as well. But here's Thank the you. Question on that. So they're saying that you're due in April. Is that correct?
Yes. End of April, yeah.
End of April. So that means you're only like three and a half months pregnant. I did not know technology had come this far that we know the sex of a baby so early.
Yeah, after 8 weeks now or 9 weeks.
You can do a blood test.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Hayden, were you like me and they pointed it out and you went, oh, wow, how are you going? It was like, no, that's his arm, mate.
No. We couldn't see on the scan, so... because it's still too early to see on the scan, but when they read out the results, or when we pulled the cake open, that's when we knew. But they did it with a blood test now, so it checks for other things like other syndromes and other diseases, as well as can actually tell the sex of the baby. So yeah.
So what about that one for the blue team?
Oh man!
Yeah.
Hey, I'd be more shocked about that than winning. I was like, oh, what do I do here? Yay!
Because you wanted a girl, didn't you?
Yeah. But look, I'm really happy that Hayden got his little boy. So yeah, it's really all come together now.
Hey, on another positive too, Hayden, with $645,000, you'll be able to put a deposit down on a one-bedroom flat in Sydney.
I know. We it's funny you should say that, because it's like, I think, you know, if you put it in perspective, if, you know, if Jess and Norm had a one, that would have been like about $1.2 million worth of money in the Queensland, you know, for them. Like, it's just really different because you live in different states. Like, the value of money is different for different couples, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, we've got our own renovation that's going on down Stanmore Coast. And, we're just going to reinject that money back into it. But Sydney prices, Sydney house prices are just so unaffordable. Mm. It's so unattainable in the market at the moment. So just any kind of a leg up is a good leg up. But, yeah, you're not wrong. You know, you're looking at nearly a mil for a one-bedroom studio flat in Bondi, you know.
So what, in all honesty, after you guys all sat around, were Jess and Norm, I know they were putting on a brave face, and I know they said they would have been happy with 50, but let's be honest, that can't be true. How were they, because they got less than everybody else? Were they okay?
Yeah, look, they were okay in the end. You know, I mean, I think they were just really happy. And the same as us, we were just as happy that, because it's such a bad market, we were just all happy to sell.
Yeah, it was 100% clearance rate for the block. It was a great success story for this series. And, you know, look, if we had only won 200, that would have still been a good result. And we're just so happy that everybody got good results. and it was just a great outcome for the series. Mm.
And plus, of course, when you win, and then you get the 100 grand thrown on top of that. So it was just that I keep winning moment for you guys last night.
Yeah, look, I mean, it was pretty good for us after everything that we'd been through throughout the entire season. I mean, we even saw you guys halfway through the season.
Yeah. That was awesome, by the way. We love coming up there.
Yeah.
Well,
definitely going to have to make more trips there.
Well, we should have another party in that street.
I know. <Yes. laughs> Hey, but what did we all tell you? Even the guys in the street said, you know, you did cop it coming last on a few occasions, but people loved your apartment and that shone on the weekend.
Yeah, it really did. I think we had a couple of really good emotional buyers that actually wanted to live in our place because they knew that we created a beautiful home, yeah. And they could imagine themselves being there, and that's what happened. It was an emotional buyer that got there in the end for us.
That's great.
Well, congrats, guys. I mean, you know, we all watch what we watch and see what we see, but only you two really know what you've gone through.
Yeah. Was it worth it?
A lot. We've been through a lot.
We've been through a lot, but it was definitely worth it. Look, we're just really happy for everyone. Our real estate agent did a really good job as well taking over. So all the stressing and all that sort of stuff that we did, McGrath, after that, just took a massive, leap of faith into us. And they were like, no,
they had our back.
Let's smash it.
Yeah, they had our back the whole way. So that was really supportive for us because we did have a tough ride.
Mm.
Look, it just made it all the more sweeter when everyone got a good result. So, yeah, look, we're just really happy with what happened in the end. And, you know, whatever happened to us during the season, it happened, but we came out stronger. So
just have a de-stress, spend some money, have some weekends away, because we don't want Hayden to turn up on The Bachelor in 2 years.
We were thinking about, a little comedy skit like Block and Paradise, right? Like next week, we're all drinking a couple of cocktails somewhere, you know?
Well, that's
you're
all right for you.
Yeah,
she can't drink. But listen, great guys. We're so happy for you. And best of luck with your, ever-growing family.
Thank you. Thanks so much, guys.
Take care. Bye. There's Hayden and Sarah. It's life-changing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
$645,000.
I always look at Brad and Lara.
Yeah.
They were not only smart with their win,
yeah,
but it was definitely life-changing.
Yeah.
Set their lives up, didn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. What do you think of, say, the girls and Jess and Norm? Remember, both of those couples had the penthouses and both failed to reach $3 million.
Mm.
Do you think that's life-changing?
The girls are fine, but no, Jess will be probably doing a show now going, bloody Block.
Yeah, because she's a brekkie radio girl up on the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not. No. And they're right, regardless of the Sydney money, in the world we live in today, $500,000 might just whack that mortgage off for you. But at the end of the day, no, there's no quitting your job and going mad anymore.
No.
And deep down, I reckon Jess and Norm were disappointed.
Oh, they could see it.
You could see it on their face. So.
Yeah, well, 3 months' work.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, I would have slapped her when she went, 35, that's okay. Whack.
It's Danger and Steve. KOFM.